Welcome, everybody. My name is David Feldman. I'm a licensed family and marriage therapist practicing here out of Chicago. I do have clients all over the world that I see on Zoom or over the phone. You can find me easiest on Twitter at David Feldman, as you know, or you can come to my website, davidfeldman.com. I got all the David Feldmans. Nobody else wanted that name, so I've got them all, davidfeldman.com. And I've got great stuff, blogs and YouTube videos and podcasts and everything else. If you're interested in hearing of any of the other Twitter spaces, I do have a section on my website where these recordings are edited and then posted. So today we're going to be speaking about how to receive graciously. Okay. Now, most of us know how to receive, right? I mean, receiving is relatively easy. Hi, Michelle. Receiving is relatively easy, right? You just kind of put out your hand and you receive. Receiving is the ultimate in passivity, or you may think, but I'm here to explain to you that it's actually not, and that there's an art to receiving, and that we need to learn how to receive graciously, okay? And that's actually part of my couples workshop. I do work specifically with the women on learning how to receive graciously, because there, like I said, there's an art to it. So before we get into what that art is, let's define what receiving is. You know, it may seem like a simple thing, but let's just all agree on a definition. So my definition is the acceptance of the giving from another. Okay, so that's receiving. Receiving is the acceptance of the giving from another. Okay, so when we break that down, let's break down that definition real quickly. The first part is acceptance. In order to receive, the first step is we have to accept something, right? So what does acceptance mean? Okay, just bear with me. I think this will all be tied together. And then, of course, I want everybody to thinking about their own experiences and stories and comments that they want to add, maybe things that I'm saying that they disagree with or things that they think I've kind of explained well and they want to add to that. So acceptance. Acceptance means when I bring something from the outside into my world, into my reality, into my heart, right? When I make something that wasn't mine into something that is mine. And acceptance can be across the board. I see we have inner practitioner here. I'm sure he can speak about some existential acceptance or some spiritual acceptances, right? In this space, I'm open to those conversations, but I'm really speaking more about relationship-oriented acceptance. So in a relationship, acceptance, making something mine, bringing it into my world, my reality, could be a gift, right? Could be something physical like a gift. It could be an act of kindness that our partner does for us. It could be a feeling that our partner has for us, specifically for us, right? So it could be a gift. It could be a deed, like an act of kindness, or it could be a feeling or thought that our partner has, right? And so to accept that means to take that thing which is being given and to move it from his possession into my own possession. It becomes part of me. And oftentimes in a relationship, it becomes part of us. So for instance, when your boyfriend or when your husband says, I love you, right? That doesn't only become part of you, although that is the first part of the acceptance, but that becomes part of us, right? Because now there's love between you, right? So that now that's all of a sudden on the level of affecting the relationship. Hopefully you feel the same way towards him, but I'm sure some of us have been in relationships where there's been love in the relationship, but it hasn't been requited. It's been unrequited. Right, so that's a little awkward, okay? But let's not talk about that. We're talking about right now the acceptance of bringing something from him into you. And I hope everybody forgives me for using the gender him and her, but I will be using that primarily in this space, mainly because spiritually men are the givers and women are the receivers. And I also find that it's usually the women that have a very hard time receiving.
It doesn't mean that this doesn't apply to men.
It does, but I'm just going to choose one dynamic and stick with that for the most part. Okay, so the first part of receiving means the acceptance of giving from another. The acceptance of the giving from another. And the first part, like you said, is acceptance, bringing it from outside of my world into my world, into my reality, into my heart. Okay? I know situations where people have a hard time just even accepting. So forget about the whole concept of receiving, but even just the process of accepting. They either refuse a gift, they don't want to hear about emotions, they'll take a kindness and they'll brush it off. Right. So the first thing we need to learn how to do is actually open up ourselves to accept, to bring it in. Right. One way that we can show acceptance is if your boyfriend gives you jewelry, you wear it. Right. That's showing acceptance. That's showing you don't just put it in the closet and leave it there. You actually wear it. If your boyfriend expresses a feeling, you have a look on your face or an energy about you that shows that you've received or you accept the fact that this is how he feels. Okay, that's the first part of receiving. Now let's finish. So acceptance of the giving. Now the second part is recognizing that this is a giving. Okay, this is very important. Okay, this is huge. Okay, so the acceptance, of course, is the primary. If you don't accept it, there's no one to talk to. And there's nothing that can happen, right? But even if you do accept it, what you need to also do is recognize that you're getting something as a result of somebody giving. Recognize that this is the transference, and this was an act of giving on his part. That this transference was an act of giving on his part. This new thing that's been brought into your life didn't fall from the sky. This came from him. Okay? What does that mean? What does it mean that it came from him? Okay? Number one, he decided to give you something. Okay? That's huge. Either a gift or an act of kindness, he decided to share an emotion, share a thought, a relationship-oriented thought. Right? Not only did he decide to give you something, but he chose you to be the recipient. Right? He could have chosen anybody. Right? But he chose you. That's a very important part of what it means to receive, to recognize that his gift, his giving, you're the recipient of. This isn't something he just gives. Oftentimes, you know, a funny line in pickup is, you know, the guy says something nice. Oh, you're so pretty. Or do you always, you know, get such great drinks? Or do you always dress so nicely? And then she says to him, is that something you say to all the girls? Right? Why is she saying that? Because if it's something that he says to all the girls, then how is this a special gift to her? Right? So when he does give you something, then we need to recognize as part of receiving graciously, we need to understand that part of receiving is our recognition that this is a gift that he's specifically choosing, he decided to give it to you and choose you to be the recipient. And then there's a third aspect of his giving that's important for us to pay attention to. And that is giving is an act of vulnerability on his part. I know it may not seem like that to you, to the receiver. Sometimes we can be a little blind to that, but oftentimes when we give, we recognize that, right? Have you ever given a birthday present to somebody and you're so hopeful that they'll like it, right? That they'll appreciate it, that the sweater fits properly, or that the gift card to this restaurant is the place they wanted to go, right? You're making yourself vulnerable. When you give something, it's not just off the cuff. You're making yourself vulnerable. So your man who's giving to you is, he decided to gift you something. He chose you to be the recipient, and he's making himself vulnerable by doing so. Right? That's all in the word giving. It's all in the recognition of giving. Okay? And the last part is graciously. How do we receive graciously? So we've accepted the gift, right? We've accepted that we've brought it into our world. We make it ours. We recognize that it's moving from his possession to ours, right? We acknowledge that this was an act of giving, which means that he decided to gift you something. He chose me to be the recipient, and he courageously offered this gift to me. He made himself vulnerable, which is a sign of trust and love, right? Now, we want to receive that graciously. What does that mean, graciously? Well, that means to receive it, not just to accept it or to acknowledge his giving, but to receive it with love, affirmation, pleasure, fully, and kindly. Okay, again, to receive graciously means to accept his giving with love, affirmation, pleasure, fully, and kindly. Okay, so how do we receive graciously? How do we receive with love? I mean, why isn't just holding out your hand enough? Oh, thank you for the earrings. Right? Why isn't that enough? Why isn't when somebody says, you mean so much to me, you're the most beautiful woman I've ever been with, why can't we just hear it and recognize how important that was to us, and that's it, right? We need to receive, if we want to grow our relationship, and if we want to actually internalize something, we need to be able to receive relationship gifts with love. And we need to, I shouldn't use the word need, we can do whatever we want, but it behooves you, if you want a more intimate connecting relationship, to receive with love, affirmation, pleasure, fully and kindly. So how do we do this, right? Or actually, let's, before we go into how, why, okay? Because without receiving graciously, are we really receiving at all? Meaning, if you're not acknowledging the receipt of your of the man in your life's heart and the gift that he's giving you, are you actually even receiving? Right? There's a side to say that you're not actually receiving, you're not truly accepting it, because true acceptance of what he's giving you, with the recognition that this is his giving, would automatically bring out a response of kindness, joy, pleasure, etc. So if you're not feeling that, that means that it might not only be about him. Obviously, somebody can give you something in a way that's not very loving. But we're not dealing with that particular aspect of it right now. We're dealing with our ability to receive. Right? So we need to realize that there's even though in the beginning of this conversation we discussed receiving as if one of the most passive acts. I mean, you just have to sit there and then it just comes to you. It's not true. If it's not stirring our heart, if it's not bringing up a sense of gratitude and a sense of pleasure, then we're lacking in our ability to receive. And this could be for a million reasons. It could be because you don't feel like you're worth it. It could be that you don't trust this person that he means it. It could mean that you've received in the past and gotten hurt from opening your heart to really believe that this is true, and so your heart is closed. Right? There's a lot of reasons why we don't receive properly, but we need to recognize where we're holding in this process in order to bring it out fully in our relationships, because it's not fair to your partner and it's not fair to you. Okay. Another reason why we receive graciously is because when we receive graciously, we invite more blessings into our lives. Right? I mean, how many times is somebody going to give you something and see very little response before they stop giving? Right? And without getting too religious or spiritual here, God behaves the same way. Right? When you pray for, I can tell you, I'm a religious Jew, so I pray every day. And I can tell you that, you know, if I pray and I pray and I pray for something, whether it's the health of my children or whether it's more sustenance to support my family or whether it's, you know, world peace, whatever. If God says yes and my doors are closed, you know, he's going to get bored after a while. He's just going to move on to the next guy who will take his blessing seriously. Right? So even from a spiritual basis, we need to learn to receive and recognize the gifts that we're giving. That's part of the process. It's not enough that our partner holds out something to give us. We need to learn to bring it in graciously. Okay, because through doing that, we're opening the door for more giving and more receiving. Okay? Another reason how we receive graciously, why do we do this? Because when we receive graciously, we're acknowledging the unique nature of this relationship. It's a very important. Right? I don't know. I'm not a woman, but I would imagine that there are women here who have received things from weirdos. maybe they received something from somebody that they don't really know, or they didn't think was really interested in them, or totally inappropriate. And I'm not talking about certain types of pictures in your DM. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about like even legitimate gifts that, as far as the woman was concerned, was not commensurate with the relationship. Right? So there's a lack of receiving there, hopefully. Receiving is an act of connection. So when we receive graciously, we're acknowledging the uniqueness. Only you can give me this gift. I will not let some stranger off the internet give me this gift. Only you can give me this gift. I will only accept this from you. That's another reason we have to receive graciously. Okay, so to acknowledge the unique nature of the relationship. Another reason why, okay, now this is going to be a little bit stretching people a little bit, but I know this is going to sound a little strange, but more than you want to receive, he wants to give. Okay, again, this is going to may sound a little strange to some people, but you know, there's a phrase that they use here. I don't know, maybe it's a Midwestern phrase, but more than the calf wants to nurse, the more than the calf wants to suck, the mother wants to nurse. Right? And what that basically says is that men are givers. He wants to give to you. And when you receive graciously, you are doing a kindness for him. You're allowing him to be a man. You're allowing him to show up in his masculinity and receiving that from him. And that's something that is deep inside of him. And that is so meaningful to him. Right? He feels better. And I want the women here to understand that one of the greatest ways that you can help build up confidence by your man is to learn how to receive graciously. Because when you receive graciously and you say to him, what you have to give is something that's worthwhile to me, you're teaching him that his strengths and his abilities are valuable. And he's going to walk out of the house and he's going to go into the office and he's going to share his great ideas at work with his boss that he was too afraid to say before. But because you accepted his idea at home, or you accepted his kindness at home with grace and enthusiasm, and he felt like the king of the world, because you did that, he's going to turn around and he's going to apply for that new job that he was too afraid to get before. Or he's going to speak up at some sort of rally where he didn't have the confidence to do that before. Or he's going to open up another side hustle. Or he's going to start doing Twitter spaces. One of the reasons I started doing Twitter spaces is because my wife kept on telling me that I have people who want to hear what I have to say. And whenever I speak to her, she says, whenever I speak to her and to her friends, because I teach this class to women, she says, everybody loves it. People will love if you spoke on Twitter. I wasn't ever going to do this. I'm just sharing. This is, and every man is the same way. When a woman receives graciously from the man in her life, it's not she's doing him such a kindness. Not only is she getting, but she's transforming that person. Okay? Okay. Another one is that it is an act of love, right? You're saying to the other person that you are important to me and that my heart has space in it for your feelings. Okay, and that's really, really generous and kind. So on one hand, as I started off the conversation earlier today speaking about, receiving seems like such a passive act, right? What could be more passive? You don't have to do anything to receive. You literally don't have to do anything. But as we dig deeper, we realize that receiving is acceptance of the giving of another, right? I'm accepting it. I'm bringing it into my world. I'm making it mine. I'm wearing that jewelry. I feel that feeling, right? I try on the fact that my boyfriend says that he wants to be with me forever. I try that on. I wear that, right? I behave differently. I become a different person. I'm making it mine, part of us. Then I recognize the second part is that it's an acceptance of the giving. He's giving to me. What does that mean? He decided to gift me something. He chose me to be the recipient. And this is an act of vulnerability on his part. It's courage. And then I want to do so graciously. I want to receive with love, affirmation, pleasure. I want to receive fully, and I want to receive kindly. And when we do this, we're letting him know how meaningful his giving is to us. And it's letting him know that the channel between us is open and that you trust him and that he can trust you. And that's all in the hands of the recipient. On some level, ladies, I want to let you know that receiving is harder than giving. It's not that hard for a guy to go to the store, whip out $600 and buy you a beautiful earrings. It's hard. He's got to work for it. But the receiving part, that's where the relationship lives. That's where the connection is made. Okay, as usual, unfortunately, ladies, you have the hard job. Okay. Enough lecture for today. I would love to open up the floor. Maybe there's some people that want to share some ideas. Maybe there's some stories that you have about receiving. Maybe there's some things that you've disagreed with me on about what it means to receive. Maybe there's some thoughts that you have that you want to share.
Hi, it's good to hear from you again. I definitely would have to agree. As a woman, it is definitely harder to receive than it is to give. And I mean, giving is a love language. It's one of my love languages, but I find it hard and almost hypocritical that I am easy to give, but it's hard to receive. And it's almost like, I don't really know how to explain it, but it's like, I just don't really want to inconvenience someone. And that's where I kind of get conflicted with it. I hate when people go through the trouble of giving me something, because sometimes giving, it's hard to give sometimes, and people don't really have a lot of resources. And I think that it's very, I mean, I can receive graciously, and I do 100% appreciate anything that is given to me. But like I said, it's just, you didn't have to. You shouldn't have, in a way.
Good. So let's talk about that for a second, right? So do you mind if we do a little armchair psychology here? Will that work for you?
Of course. Okay. Yeah, of course.
So I think most people are familiar with this idea. One of the messages that I'm hearing from you is that I'm not worth it. Meaning, and again, I don't know you that well. I've met you literally yesterday. So I'm not pointing you out in particular, but people who struggle with this, myself included, right? One of the messages that we struggle with is, one of the themes that we have in our life is that I'm not worth it. Meaning I'm not worth your efforts. So don't bother, right? And this doesn't always extend. This doesn't only extend to physical gifts like diamond earrings. It can also extend to emotional gifts of I love you, or I want to spend the rest of my life with you, right? Or you're very special to me, right? And it can also extend to kindnesses, like just acts of service. Like, oh, you don't have to pull out my chair for me. Don't bother getting the door. You don't need to pick me up from the airport, right? All these different things, okay? And so while one may just look at this as an issue of your personal value, the value you put on yourself personally, I want us to just focus for a second on how a message like this can affect the relationship. So it goes beyond our personhood. And Vic, I'm not speaking specifically to you. I can be speaking to myself. So just you happen to be the first one to bring it up. But what happens in a relationship when one person feels like they're inconveniencing another person for giving, especially if it's from a woman to a man, right? Eventually, the man shuts down, right? And then the relationship suffers because he doesn't have a vessel to which to pour his love, right? And it's not his fault and it's not your fault, but this is what, there's consequences to our emotional limitations. And it's important for us to be aware of those things, right? Because it's not just about the way you're feeling. I oftentimes encourage women who approach me with this particular issue to, that's why it's part of my couples workshop, to learn how to receive, because it's such an important part of the dynamic of love that flows between man and woman, that even that we need to learn how to receive, even if we don't feel like even if we don't sometimes feel that we're worth the effort. Did you want to respond to that, Vic? I see your hand is up.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's more of like, I completely understand what you're saying. And it's honestly, I love giving gifts and getting gifts, but it's honestly, I really feel like this kind of roots from getting it thrown back in my face. And I don't know. When I give to somebody, it's giving because I want to, not for a favor or for anything to be given back. It's just me graciously giving. So when I'm given things and it's thrown in my face from a man, it's hard to, you know, kind of build that kind of back up again and truly receive graciously, because it has been thrown back in my face. And it's honestly very degrading because I never really needed it. So it kind of ties hand in hand with that. And I don't know if any other women can relate, but, or even men, maybe men can relate too, but I really feel like that's kind of where it roots from with me, is just, oh, well, I did this for you. Uh-huh. Okay. I never really asked, it was never, not that I didn't appreciate it. It was just, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hear what you're saying. You're saying that sometimes when you receive, especially graciously, there's an expectation of return, and that dynamic doesn't sit well with you. Yeah. Cool. Okay.
Of course, because I don't give to receive back. It just comes from the heart, and what I have to give is pure. So it just,
okay. You know, yeah, that's definitely a, thank you for sharing that. That's definitely one of the dangers that we have to look out for, right? So that sometimes when we receive, we're almost obligating ourselves to return the favor, so to speak, and we don't always like to do that. Good. Excellent. Inner, did you want to share some thoughts? Inner practitioner?
Sure. Hi. David. Hi, everyone. Thank you for holding the space, Alvin. Appreciate it very much. Yeah, I have a few problems with receiving. The first thing about it is because who I was brought up, my mom's a narcissist. I just feel so worthless for so long.
Oh, wow.
So whenever someone give me something, especially compliments, I never felt that I deserve it. and there was a huge amount of shame. It took years of practice to actually look at the person saying, "Oh, you're so and so. This is so impressive." To be able to look them in the eyes and smile and say thank you. That took years of practice.
Wow.
To face that. And so trying to diffuse that compliment or try to redirect and say, "Hey, you're better at this." So to shift the attention away from me because of do I feel about myself at that moment. Yeah, it takes a lot of practice. This is the first part. The second part is that what Vic was saying, sometimes in certain environments that have certain written rules, it's basically a business transaction. Like give you something, they expect something back. It's not really genuine, but it's required for that environment. And I was really uncomfortable about that for many years, but I learned to be okay with it as something that they do for that certain like business environment or something. That's just something that you do. Yeah, the third thing is that when someone gives me something, but they give me something I don't want or I don't need, that usually makes me uncomfortable because I realize they haven't really been present with my want or need. They just give me something they think that will be nice for me to have. Yeah, this is just my own expectations. This is not on them or anything. But it would be nice that if some, I always feel that would be really nice if someone actually pay attention to your development, your current situation, they're present with you. They know what you really need or want or desire, and they give you that. That's so satisfying for me. But that doesn't happen all the time because there's distance between people, and not everyone knows what's going on with you, what you want at this time. So let me give you something that's on a version of you in their mind, what they think you want, but you no longer really need that anymore. Yeah, but that's on me too, because it's always nice, at least for all of me, they give me something. So I'm really grateful for that. Yeah, this is what I want to share. Thank you so much.
Sure. Yeah, that was that's great. I really appreciate that. So let me see if I got that straight. The first one you said was that you have a hard time accepting because of your own self-esteem. That was the first thing you said. The second thing you said was that sometimes it appears to be a business transaction, and that doesn't make you feel good. That happens. And the third thing I heard you say is that sometimes people give you things that you don't need or want. And that kind of feels uncomfortable in the sense that you're not being authentic. You're not kind of putting out there your authentic needs and wants, and nor does the person who's giving to you have a clear understanding of what it is that you need and want. And that feels like you're a little bit out of alignment with somebody who does care about you. And so that's a little sad as well. I think I got all three of those. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. I think those three messages are all really important, and all the more so, I'm just going to turn this around for one second, all the more so we need to learn how to receive graciously, right? I think those three points are expressing challenges along the journey of receiving graciously, right? Because, again, the first part is our own self-esteem. So we're putting limits on our own ability to receive, right? We don't want that. We want things. We want the universe to give to us. We want God to give to us. We want our partners to give to us, right? And if we keep putting that message out there that I'm not worth it, then we're putting a roadblock, right? The second one is that while it is true that sometimes giving is a business transaction, as the receiver, we have the power to shift that. Right? We actually have the power to shift that, because even if somebody gives to you as a business transaction, we have the ability to not respond in kind. We have the ability to either choose just to thank the person profusely and let it go, like let that be it, and let them deal with their uncomfortability of them waiting for acceptance. or we have the ability to maybe the reason why we look at it as a business transaction is because, again, it may be part of the first step, which is that I'm not sure I'm worth it. So you're thinking to yourself, oh, they must want something from me if they're giving. So those two things, we have the, let's take a look at them real quickly again. So the first one is that we don't have to respond in kind. Just because they think it's a business transaction doesn't mean that we have to relate to it as such. It's a little uncomfortable. But the second part is that we may be viewing it as a business transaction. We each have to investigate our own heart to make sure that we're clear. We may be viewing it as a business transaction because in our mind, why else would they be giving to me unless they want something in return? Okay. It doesn't mean that it never is that way. It's just these are areas that we can improve upon. And the third thing about receiving things that we may not need, I think, inner practitioner, you kind of touched upon it really well when you said that we still need to learn to receive. And my my point about that for all of us is that once the channel...
You're phasing in and out, David.
Oh.
Your connection is phasing in and out. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. Once the channels of giving are open, then there's a chance that we can steer our partner in a way that better aligns them with what's important to us. So if we don't receive graciously, then that's not going to happen. But if we do receive graciously, there is a chance that we can get more in touch on both sides of where we are in life and what it is that we need. So yeah, I think that's all really good stuff. And thank you for sharing all that. Linda, love to hear from you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. So when I usually receive something, like, I usually receive signs, like, from the universe. So for instance, when I receive something, like, big signs, and, like, when people come up to me, I get overwhelmed because it's, like, big signs. Like, for instance, I decided to wear one of my gold chains of my dad that, you know, that's passed, that's not, you know, alive. And so I was like, you know, why not wear my chain today? Because I never usually wear it, like, out that much, you know? Like, usually when I'm home. And then I decided to wear it just one day when I wanted to go to work. So when I wore it, like, some random lady just came up to me. And then she told me, she was like, I just wanted to tell you that God loves you. And then I was like, oh, thank you. Like, I really appreciate it. And it's just, like, it's just weird because, like, when people come up to me to tell me, like, things like that, like, I get a lot of those signs where people come up to me to tell me, like, you know, that, like, I look like an angel or, like, whatever. But I get overwhelmed when people tell me that. And it's hard for me to, like, when they tell me things like that, like, I get overwhelmed with it, with emotions. And I just don't know how to, like, control them a lot, you know, if that makes sense. I don't know, you know?
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, learning how to be a recipient and learning how to accept somebody else's love and generosity is definitely a practice that we need to work on. You know, sometimes our hearts can be overwhelmed or our minds can be overwhelmed or we just, it brings up feelings of uncomfortability, you know, and those feelings can interfere with our ability to be in good relationship with somebody, you know, and
yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And that's definitely something that we need to work on because what we're doing is in addition to putting a valve, like a faucet on our own hearts, we're putting a faucet on theirs too. Right. Mm-hmm. And who wants that? Right.
Yeah.
But you know what? You're doing a great job and keep up. You're young, I can tell from your voice. You can keep up the good work. It'll come over time. You know, one of the things you have to remind yourself is you're worthy of somebody's love, you know, and that's their gift to you, you know, and if they see the beauty in you and they want to share it with you, then what's the harm in saying yes to that?
Yeah, it's just like there's no harm. It's just like I get really overwhelmed, like a lot of emotion, like not in the moment, but like when I go home, like, you know, that's where it called, like it all goes out. You know?
Yeah. Okay.
And I just don't know how to like just control it. Like it's really hard for me to control that emotion to like, to, you know, to not let it out or like, you know, I don't know. I have a lot of heart chakra. I feel like I get a lot of emotion from my heart.
Good. Excellent.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing, Linda.
Of course.
Yanis, did you want to share something?
Yes, absolutely. How's everyone today? Happy Monday. Well, the energy of receiving is an experience that you receive it with your heart when you have an open heart. Sometimes, you know, we're in a world that we compare each other. And as a married woman, 20 years here, I have experienced different levels of love. And I have fallen in love with my husband several times. And it's an incredible experience learning how to rekindle your love life, because sometimes can be overwhelming after many years. Well, another thing that sometimes we learn to receive is to have friendships who have happy marriages. When I used to be a little younger, I used to have friends that they used to complain about their married life. They were overwhelmed, drinking and complaining. And then I started looking for defects on my husband. By the time, you know, like, okay, they are complaining, let me complain too, to be in the circle. That is a very unhealthy behavior that I engage, and I let my heart to engage with that energy. So right now, it's important for me to keep my life, to surround myself with people that love each other, couples that love each other, and to help each other. Communication is so important. Self-love is so important. In order to receive, we need to love ourselves more. I am a blogger and a journalist. I recently wrote an article in my blog, vipdiscoveries.com. VIPDiscoveries.com, about self-love and boundaries. Boundaries are also so important to learn to receive communication. So I invite everyone to read my blog about it. And, well, just open your eyes about who you connect with, friends, girlfriends, especially over wine or whatever. Don't complain so much about your husbands. You remember, you are a couple. And when you have a couple, you have an empire to grow together for a lifetime, hopefully. Thank you. And I'm done speaking.
Sure. Thank you so much for sharing that, Yanis. Yeah, beautiful. Congratulations on 20 years being married. That's beautiful. And I love the idea that you have fallen in love with your husband several times. I'm sure he's worth it. And I'm sure he's happy about it, for sure. So good for you. You wanted to share, so what? Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be short. And that was a great word about her, but I just feel like how to receive love more graciously, or anything more graciously, is to just be more humble, because a lot of people just feel like they deserve it, you know what I mean? So much that they get greedy for it. You know what I mean? Wow. So humility plays a big part, you know what I mean? Sitting back and understanding that we're all undeserving, we are really nothing, you know what I mean? So when somebody give you that, they self, you know what I mean? It's important to even in your conscience want to like give it back, you know what I mean? Or understand that it's coming from a deeper place than you can even imagine. So like grace, being grateful and being humble too, you know, so shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that point with me, because that's not something I mentioned. So I really appreciate the fact
my pleasure.
That you, yeah. Cool. Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Vic, did you want to share something else? Looked like you had your hand up.
Hi, yeah. I really like, sorry if I'm pronouncing it wrong, Yanis. I really like what she said about boundaries. I'm super big on boundaries, and I really feel like having boundaries with different people teaches people how to love you in different ways and things that, how do I say it? It just, like I said, it just teaches people how to love you and how to appreciate you as a person and how to make you feel comfortable with their love. And it, I feel like setting boundaries will help you receive graciously because you know that it's truly coming from making you feel comfortable. And I really think that that's really big. It's just making somebody feel comfortable with giving them, because like I, sorry, I'm so overwhelmed right now, but I just want to say so much and I just trying to talk so fast.
You're doing a great job.
I really feel like it's teaching somebody how to really love you. And it's really important because it's just really I really feel like I've never really had that. I've never really, as a kid, I never really set boundaries for myself. So now as an adult, as a growing woman, I feel like I have boundaries with friends, my parents. And, you know, I feel like it's just way better. It's how I interact with people, and I know my limits with people. That's the thing. I now know how far I can go with people and how far I can receive with people. Just like we were talking about earlier. I forget what was said, but yeah, I'm like, you know.
Yeah, no boundaries.
I really do like how she touched on that because I feel like that's very, very, very important to receiving love is setting boundaries and just feeling comfortable.
Awesome. So, yeah. Yeah, great. Thanks for sharing that. I do have, if anybody's interested, I have on my website, if you go to my masterclasses, you go to podcasts and you go to masterclass, I have a whole masterclass on how to set boundaries, in the most effective way. And I also have there was a Twitter space that we did a couple weeks ago on boundaries. So I have all of them. Again, they're all on my website. If you just go to davidfeldman.com, you can click on Twitter spaces and all of the previous spaces are there. Or you can see them on like Apple Podcasts or Spotify or something like that. But in any case, if you want to learn more about setting boundaries with love, we had a wonderful Twitter space about that a few weeks ago. And I agree with you. I think it's such an important part of having a healthy relationship for sure. Totally.
That's yeah, cool. I'd be happy. Man, this was awesome.
Sure.
And let me get inside so don't hear no barking there. It's kind of like I'm going back in, you know, my relationship and like kind of like filling in the gaps, right, of where things potentially went wrong. And that receiving of graciousness and the point that you make about, you know, it's kind of like intrinsic in men. And I realized like, man, I caused so much it caused me so much strife when you don't feel that they took your gift or whatever you gave the way you wanted it to. But then on the flip side, you look at the woman's perspective and like some other of these ladies have talked about, like they think it's some sort of like business transaction where now we're going to owe them or they're going to owe us because we did something for them. So I guess, all in all, it made me think like, this is where, you know, I need to make sure I'm not giving that vibe when I'm giving that way, you know, it could be a more gracious receipt.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. That's a great point. So you're saying that sometimes when she doesn't receive well, or when she does think it's a business transaction, or when you're suspect of that, you kind of self-reflect a little bit and say, how am I coming off? How is this trend? How is this relationship experience coming off to her as somehow transactional?
Right, right. So, you know, just acknowledging that it is a two-way street. So, you know, the woman has to play her part as well. But at the end of the day, you know, at least in my perspective as a man, you have to be a leader and you have to give off that that right vibe. So you get the response that you want. So yeah, that's cool. That's kind of what I got out of the whole thing. So yeah, thank you, man.
Sure, of course. And thank you for, you know, sharing that and taking responsibility. That's like a great attitude. Good for you.
Hello?
You ready? Yes.
Okay. I was going to kind of hit on a little bit of like what Vic said. She actually had a good point about setting boundaries too. That's something that I've kind of learned to develop myself, because on the receiving end and the giving end of giving somebody everything, you kind of feel like once things kind of just dismantle or fall apart or just kind of disappear for no reason, you just kind of feel like stuck trying to figure out kind of where things went wrong when realistically there could be nothing. So I think on that end of things, I can speak on, because it's not a good feeling, but like she mentioned, setting boundaries has kind of helped me break down everything that's kind of happened and figure out myself and kind of how to recover essentially. So yeah, I think that you kind of need those to kind of remind yourself, like, this is what you need to do to prevent yourself from feeling this way in the future, and just kind of picking apart and breaking down the relationship as a whole. So on the giving end of things, it's kind of tough to jump back into and give to somebody, but on the other end of it, like, I'm on now on the back end of things going like, well, you know what, I did everything right, but that's okay, because I know that maybe this person just wasn't that right person to receive that. And there's going to be that one person that will respect that and will appreciate that over time. So on that end of things, because of those boundaries that Vic mentioned, I'm excited for that portion of that, because I know that's what the future holds for myself.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah, great. And I definitely think that's such an important part of giving, especially for men, you know, because as much as we have this masculine vibe, so many of us have soft hearts for the woman in our life. And we want to give them everything, right? We want to show them how much we love them by sometimes over giving. I know that many women are shaking their heads and saying, no, no, that's not how it works.
That's 100% right. It's tough to, it's really tough, because for the longest time, I just found myself like thinking, who else could I potentially give this to? But I know that, like, you know, you go through those stages and whatnot, so it's all good.
Yeah, yeah. So one of the things, like, if you follow me on Twitter, you'll notice that every Friday I talk about purchasing flowers for the woman in your life. And one of the rules that I have is that the flowers are like $10 to $15, you know, and it's sometimes that's challenging for some of my clients, especially when they start working with me, because they're like $10 to $15. Like, I want to spend like $70 or $100 on flowers. And I'm just like, no, we don't do that. We put the boundaries around the flowers. We put the boundary around the giving, because this isn't about, you know, love bombing her or, you know, turning this into something that this is, you know, she's going to realize how much I love her through these flowers because they're so, you know, over the top, which is sometimes a tendency that men have when we open up our heart. But rather, this is a statement, which is a modest statement of love and connection and desire to be in relationship. And when we put our heart within those boundaries, we're doing the right thing by showing up in a loving, kind, considerate, thoughtful way. But we're also protecting ourselves from, oh my gosh, I just bared my soul to this person and now she's walking all over it. You know, so I definitely agree with you that it's very important, whether we're buying jewelry or whether we're expressing gratitude or appreciation, or in any of our interactions. And it's not only fair to you, but like Vic said earlier, it's fair to that person as well, because we don't want to love bomb them or make them feel uncomfortable with how much we're oversharing, you know, our feelings. So yeah, great point. I love that. Elizabeth, do you want to chat a little bit? I always love to hear.
Sure. So I'm still kind of getting somewhat situated in the conversation, but something that I've been thinking a lot about listening to everybody speak is when we do acts of service to our loved ones and that kind of giving. And something that, like, for me in particular, I'm kind of working on it with myself and my husband, more so me than my husband, but I'm kind of working on not always expecting something in return when I do those things, or doing them because I expect something in return, and doing them really because I want to, and because I love my husband and I want him to feel good or feel special or whatever the thing is that I'm doing, and not feeling like almost resentful or getting frustrated when he doesn't return it. I mean, he's a very wonderful husband and he does many wonderful acts of service and otherwise.
And he's sitting right there next to you as usual.
Yeah. But, you know, like just not expecting that and doing things because and really like thinking to myself, am I doing this because I want something in return or because I really want to do this thing for him?
Right. That's huge. You know, that's a very, very important part of learning how to give properly. And that's definitely something that I work with also in my clients. I always tell them, I say like this, if you're going to write a love note or a gratitude or an appreciation note to your partner and let them know how you feel about them, you can only do it if they don't respond or if they just respond with a simple shrug of your shoulders, you know, kind of like a simple thank you, you're okay with that. Meaning, I'm not interested in them expressing their feelings towards their partner if they're expecting some sort of wild response back in return. It doesn't work that way. You have to bring yourself to the point of, I'm so in love with this person and I feel so positive about them and I'm so confident in the way I feel that I'm willing to give to them just because that's just a representation of what's going on for me. And I'm not looking for anything. Of course, if you're in relationship, it has to be mutual. So that's we can talk about that another spaces. So if you're not getting anything back in the relationship, there's a problem there. But I'm not referring to that right now. I'm not talking about a non-mutual relationship. I'm talking about an acts of giving or an expressions of appreciation or love or your heart. We have to work on ourselves to the point where then when we give it, we don't even check the phone to see if they replied back with some sort of thing. And if they do, you know, great. But that's not why you gave it. You gave it because this is how you feel and you just want them to know how you feel. Or you want to make their life easier by making them breakfast or bringing them coffee. Or you want to pick them up from the airport even though they said they were going to take an Uber. Or just whatever it is that, you know, you felt like was important to you. So, yeah. Thank you for sharing that as usual. I always appreciate, Liz, when you share.
David, can I say something else?
Yes, please.
Yes, sometimes, you know, and since my experience of my marriage, okay, sometimes men don't know how to give. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So this is a learning experience. So many people are so unsuccessful in their marriage because the lack of communication. We need to teach each other. If a woman doesn't know, so for that reason I said, communication is essential to have a happy marriage. When the communication fails, when the woman demands or the man demands without respect, is when the difficulties arrive, right? So we need to communicate, to say what you didn't like. I remember when I was newly married, my husband gave me for Valentine's a bear from a Starbucks. And I felt offended. I was like, what? What kind of present is this? You know, but I was so young. I didn't know, right? And now that I'm older, I say, hey, you know, I remember the little bear. You give me the little bear right now, I'll be happy, you know? So sometimes as a woman, we hurt men. You know, of giving doesn't have a price, doesn't have to have a price, but that comes with experience. It's like I have a neighbor next door. The husband wanted to go to Mexico and have a vacation during the pandemic, but his wife wanted the biggest pool ever, right? And he built a pool, and I told him, I'm going on vacation to Cancun with my husband. I said, he told me, I wish my wife were like you. And I said, why? Well, I wanted to go to Mexico, have a good time, but you wanted that freaking pool that I'm going to be paying for, I don't know for how many years, he said. I want to live. So it was a lack of communication that when we have different needs, and whatever demanding situation when the problem arrived, you know? So, I mean, when two households, we have two people that we make money. And I say, okay, but we are committed to build a pool. But I mean, so there is a good book that I highly recommend. I think the 5 Ways of Love Languages, something like that. Wonderful. Yes. It's like with me, I enjoy experiences. I enjoy a good meal in a restaurant, candles, and still a silly romantic. And I told my husband, I heard his feelings at the beginning of our marriage because for me, right, love had a price by that time, right? But now, with experience, even he gave me a rock that he picked up from the ground with love because the shape of love, seriously.
Perfect.
I love it.
Even that's perfect. And you know, Yen is, and you've really expressed the so much of what I'm trying to share in this particular space. Just the idea that, you know, we do need to really receive graciously. And it sounds to me like over the 20 years that you've been married, you've learned that lesson. You've learned the lesson of what it looks like in a relationship when we don't receive graciously and how hurtful it is. And you're lucky, honestly, that your husband had the tenacity and the temerity to continue giving. Some men, after they've been hurt, they shut down. And then years go by. And then the woman comes to me and she says, he doesn't give to me anymore. And I try to figure out what's up. And, you know, it turns out that, you know, the poor guy just doesn't feel like she wants what he has to offer. So I love the fact that you did that. And, you know, you're a great role model. I want to give Saeed the opportunity to speak. He's been waiting patiently. Plus, I've never actually spoken to somebody from Saudi Arabia, so I think this will be very interesting for me. Saeed, do you want to share something with us? Yes, I'm offering you the floor, Saeed. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right.
Yeah, hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi. I hope we are doing great, and thanks for allowing me to speak on this platform.
Sure.
Yeah. So it's all about like this space is about like dating and married life, right? Married life. So
yes.
Yeah. Basically, unfortunately, I am not married, but I'm a single. But yes, I am interested to join this topic to know more about the married life and dating. Okay. So. I have been on dating with someone, okay, I used to have on phone conversation for a year or 2 years without seeing each other, and after the 2 years we are dating each other, okay, and after
beautiful
yeah after the dating first dating after 2 years yani the first dating and then we start talking less. I don't know what make it, but we start talking less, and then gradually or slowly we stop talking each other. I don't know what happened.
Do you think that it has something to do with, again, we want to stay on topic. So the topic that we're speaking about today is how to give and receive graciously. I just want to make sure that your question has to do with that. Is that something that you wanted to share?
Yeah, about? exactly. What I mean, I don't know, but from my side, it's like one side. Okay, I feel that she wants me, but she never pretend. But it feels me like yes, she likes me too. But she never pretend. Okay. She never pretend like she likes me. So.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So you're saying sometimes I see what you're saying. You're saying that sometimes that you think that she likes you, but she's not showing up in a way.
Exactly.
That.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, that is also very painful. So
yeah.
I want the women in here to recognize, you know, that sometimes ladies, you have a feeling in your heart. And it's there for you, right?
Yeah.
But if it's not expressed and not shown, then your man can get the wrong impression, and he doesn't understand what's actually happening in the dynamic of the relationship. And then all of a sudden he starts getting cold because he's not feeling it from you. Even though if I were to ask you how you feel, you may say, oh, I'm very much in love with him, or oh, I really want him, or I really appreciate him, right? But this is the power of learning how to receive graciously. The power is that you build that positive feedback loop such that you leave very little room for doubt in your partner's mind that that whatever energy they're giving out is being reciprocated. And that's very, very important. Otherwise, what happens is that your partner doesn't really understand what's happening and doesn't trust that whatever he's giving out is being received. So it's very, Sayid, thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah, so I'm seeing that we're all of us are learning some new things. It's interesting to hear it from sometimes from a female perspective. How, so Knew, do you want to share something in the meantime?
Yes, but I'm afraid the doctor wants to speak. Okay, he's not here.
Yeah, you're doing great. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not married yet, but I get the same perspective on this. I want to share about my father. It was when I was in college, he always liked to give me food, and I'm not someone who always snacking or eat. So I always reject his offer, like, hey girl, do you want this? I want to buy you this. And it's like, oh no, it's okay, I don't need it. And it's like, it happened almost every time he wants to give me something. I thought I'm being nice because I don't want him to like spend for something I don't need. So but I start to realize that he got frustrated every time I reject his offer. So yes. It's like he think his choice is wrong, and he think like, why you don't like what I offer, the food I want to give, like something like that. And my mom just say, just accept whatever he wants to give you.
Very good.
Okay. And he become better. He seems like happier when I start just like, oh yeah, I need it. Oh yeah, I want it.
Perfect. That's exactly right. Right. So that's the kind of, even though it might be, there's a little bit of, let's say, disingenuousness there on some level, right? Because it may not be exactly what you need, but on the other hand, there's a lot of genuineness there, authenticity in there that you always appreciate him giving to you. And that's really the level we want to achieve, is we want our partners to feel comfortable to the extent that we can about giving to us, so that we keep that channel open. And from that place of appreciation, gratitude, enthusiasm, kindness, receiving graciously, from that place we can always whittle down and we can always fine-tune the giving and the receiving from that place. But we never want to close that door, as we've seen other people talk about, whether it's the men here who have felt, you know, disconnected because they didn't get the response they were looking for, or the woman here who feels like that she's unhappy with what she received because it's not in touch with who she really is, or she feels like her boundaries are being violated. So from that space of receiving graciously, we can fine-tune all of those things. So it is 12:50, and I do have another call at 1 o'clock. So I do want to thank everybody so much for participating and sharing their stories and their wisdom. I really am grateful to everybody for taking their time and sharing with me today and giving us a platform to share ideas. You can always find me on Twitter at David Feldman, or on my website, David, D-O-V-I-D, Feldman.com. I do post all of these spaces, as well as I have free blogs and YouTube videos and the podcasts and articles. And if you see me online, come say hi, and God bless everybody. And I hope you have a fantastic day.